you get out of this with a degree, and I'm thinking that studying this, it's not exactly dollar signs that we're seeing on your eyes.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody really thought of that. Fortunately for me, you know, being in the music industry is, you know, you've got to be prepared and you've got to have your studies. But there is a certain element of winning the lottery to this, of timing, pulling the right numbers. And, you know, coming out of, I was done in 78, spent two more years in the rock band, spent a couple, and by about 1980 was when Will Ackerman and George Winston and Alex DeGrassi were really kicking it, and people were coming in droves to listen to that music.
And people like Michael Hedges were contemporary.
Yeah, Michael Hedges was still a couple, three or four years away at that point.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was. And so I was there. I mean, it was just like what I was doing.
How were you there? I mean, how?
Well, I was there both physically and musically, because I could play, I could fingerpick. I had a good solid, and I was able to write music, and I really loved what they were doing, and I really got the spirit.
So you were probably listening to them on KEZX at the time.
I was listening to them on Kazam.
Kazam.
Yeah.
Leilani McCoy.
Yeah.
So it's radio comes in again.
Yeah.
You know, it's been gone so long, I don't even think about it anymore. But
yeah.
So you're hearing these people, and it's this whole sort of movement, I guess.
Yeah, that would have been like literally 1980, 81, if I have my numbers right. You know, Kazam did not last a whole much longer after that. And then, yes, the crowd migrated to KEZX. You're absolutely right. But not that.
So you're hearing these people on the radio, and then you go down to where they're at, or
And they came up here. We sponsored Will Ackerman to do a show with him.
We in this case is,
well, Carol, my wife, and I, and I played on the show with Will, and we promoted it. And you know, that was another way to kind of get out and build things, is to, you know, team up with people and you know, co-bill, do co-concerts together, invite people up here, and then they would invite you to go down there.
What were the venues at the time that you played?
Well,
the Backstage in Ballard.
Yeah, the Backstage in Ballard, and there was also the Edmonds Theater. In Edmonds is where Will and I played, and we did shows up there, because that's about the area where we live. That's where the house was on the golf course, was up in Mount Lake Terrace, Edmonds area. Then the couple of shows that I did with Hedges were all in California. One was in Mendocino. Oh, I could almost remember the name of the place. And then there was a place in Palo Alto that we also did. And I think this place in Palo Alto was where Ackerman got his start, in the middle of town.
So was Michael then playing with Michael Manring at the time?
No, I think Manring was probably still maybe even a year or two after that, because I think Breakfast in the Field, which is Hedges' first record, was, I don't think anybody was on that except Michael. I could be wrong.
Played Funky Avocado, who has the bass on it.
He has that bass on that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Wow, what a blast from the past, just thinking about these names.
Yeah. And we had Robbie Basho in the mix, you know, and John Fahey was still alive at that time. I did a West Coast tour with John Fahey once, probably was like 84. It was before I met Nancy, for sure.
So you've been able to make a living doing this.
Yeah, things have been good. That's what I say, you know, things have timed out pretty good with the whole lottery thing. And then, of course, the advent and invention of CDs. And so in the late 80s, early 90s, everybody was just replacing their, buying CDs, you know, like they were Beanie Babies, or buying Beanie Babies like they were CDs, and that was a great...
You could just make them in your house.
Yeah, I suppose you could have.
Well, we made CDs for the radio show.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. No, and then, you know, I did a couple of songs for Windham Hill for that label, but actually ended up on Narada as being my home label, and signed with them, and...
Out of Milwaukee, of all places.
Yeah, out of Milwaukee.
That New Age haven.
Yeah. Well, it started in a bookstore. Started in a, you know, an bookstore that was big on selling Alice Bailey books.
Wow.
Yeah.